Sunday roast with Sean and Jeannie.
Finally.
800.
Why do I always have technical difficulty?
You always the drama.
Oh, no, it's every time. No matter, Carolyn was here, that was a whole mess.
A whole mess.
Even though I thought we had this figured out, which we do, but it was just being slow.
Yeah, that's probably because we also haven't recorded in almost a month. So
yeah, so the old noggin is also working on half speed.
Lights off, no one's home.
No.
Hey everyone, hey Roasties.
Hey all two of you, welcome back.
We're alive.
You know what though?
It's been a minute.
There have to be more. If we're averaging at least 14, 15 plays.
There have to be at least 14 Roasties.
I really want to know who else is out there.
Sound off.
Literally, please. Just,
we know it's not KK. Does everyone else that know KK, are they just like absolutely laughing every time we roast KK?
I hope they are, because again, yeah, she's missing out on a lot.
She is. And one day, will she ever learn? Will she ever know?
No, she's never going to catch up on all this.
Yeah.
It'll be the next time that we see her and be like, so, haven't been listening lately, have we?
Yeah. when do you leave off? Your episode? When you we're on? Oh my God.
That was two seasons ago. This is season three, which I forget sometimes.
This is season three?
Wait, is it?
I don't know.
Wait, no, I don't think it is. Wait,
Sean, I wish I knew. Did we do? I don't know. Maybe this is the start of season three. Should we make it?
This is, yeah. I think we're in it though. This is why we need like a social media manager.
Just pay someone with the $5 that we've made from this.
That's what we can offer.
Oh my God. Yeah, we can't offer much. Jinx.
Yeah, I would say you owe me a Coke, but I don't like soda.
Neither do I.
You owe me a kombucha. Just kidding. I don't like that either.
Sad. All right, Sean. Do you want to start with your dish or your roast today?
I'm going to start with my dish. And this is, again, if this is a repeat, first of all, I don't think anybody will know. Second of all, yeah. I don't care. So my dish of the week is a literal dish. Pop-Tarts are my guilty pleasure.
Which flavor?
Before?
Maybe.
Oh, well, they came out with a new Eggo, like maple.
Okay.
Crossover of the century.
Agree to disagree.
They're really good. And I really? Know, like, I look at the calories on the back and I'm like, wow, I shouldn't be eating these, but they're too good. They're so good. They are literally my guilty pleasure. Pop-Tarts.
Summer sophomore year, I would eat s'mores Pop-Tarts. Like, it was my job. I would go for a run training for cross country, and then I would literally demolish a pack of Pop-Tarts. I'd be like, I'm a vision of health.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, they're just heavenly.
Wow.
Can you hear my gum?
I can hear it smacking a little bit. Sorry.
I won't be annoying about it. I was just craving that bubble flavor.
Yeah, I was ASMR reading a bit a couple of times. I'm sure I'm just gonna keep doing it because.
Yeah. I did.
My rights are at stake right now.
Absolutely. There's so much to catch up on.
I know. Oh my God. So my dish of the week, I mean, I don't even know, honestly. I'm so sorry if you could hear me chewing.
No, not really.
What is my dish of the week? I don't even know.
You can start with a roast or I can do my roast.
Okay, let me do my roast first. Okay. Playing Candy Crush as one does. and to get boosters and such, you know, you have to.
With real money?
No. You watch videos. Do you ever pay? Ads. No. Oh, haven't spent a dollar. Haven't spent a dollar on Candy Crush. God,
that used to be my. I used to be really.
No way.
We can spend 99 cents here and there when I was really in a pickle.
Oh my. A lady was like, Mom, how much have you spent on Candy Crush? She goes, $12,000.
How does she know that?
I don't know, but she looked, her house was. It looked rich and opulent.
Oh, I thought you meant like it was, she's a hoarder.
No.
It was like
she was like over rich. She was rich. Oh, rich. Okay. Right. Sorry.
I get that.
Incorrect lingo. So in order to get boosters without paying, you can watch ads. The ads. Correct. But they're always for games, okay? But yeah. They have someone like fake playing the game, you know, almost like it's a recorded video of someone playing the game. Mm-hmm. And they always make it so that it's like they don't do the thing on time. They sit there. I'm like, why are they so stupid? And it's like the dumbest games ever. Probably steal all of your data. But I just cannot. I can't. And it makes me so mad because I'm like, I need to download that game so I could do the right thing. Because it just gets me. I can't sit there idly and just, just
watch it happen.
Watch it happen. I know.
Terrible. Is it those games that, because I feel like, I mean, I haven't played Candy Crush in a long time, but is it those like choose your adventure where it's like the guy and the girl and
some of those,
what would you say? Because I remember those very well.
It's like also like the crossy, like have to get all the strings untangled. Yeah. It's like ones where you have to do like things and like, I don't know, but it reminds me. Oh, I just thought of gambling and I'm like, I haven't been to the casino in so long. I need to sit at a gambling
table. Oh my God. Speaking of, I went this past weekend.
Yes.
I know.
How much did you win? I need to live vicariously through you.
Okay, so here's the deal. First of all, I was gonna say, did you ever play Cut the Rope, that game?
Yes.
There's that little green. Okay, I just want to bring game up because that was a great game.
Yeah.
So Devin and I have had tickets to see Eliza, the comedian. Do you know her?
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard you talk about because the show was canceled and postponed. And
yes.
All that stuff.
Yeah. So that was finally this past weekend.
Oh, like love 2 years for you.
Later. It was at Foxwoods. So that was only my second time there because the first and only time I'd ever been there was when we were all there.
Oh, loved that. That was great.
That was great. And I remember we gambled unsuccessfully.
I think that day.
You did? Oh, okay. I can't remember.
And I said, I need to stop. It was on the whale game. The whale game.
Yes, because that's the one we went to. So I didn't see any whale game like that, but the only machine, so it's because I've been to three casinos now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, I know my one marine nautical themed machine. It's the only one at each that I understand.
Yes.
And I've won every time. And it's like, I don't play those like penny machines, like hoping for like the jackpot. But if I win like 18, like, I think I won like, well, because I think I won like $20, but then I like tried two more spins. So I ended up like winning like $18.
I was going to say, so how much like, left the machine? Because that's what matters.
So I think I spent like 60 and then I got a ticket for 78.
Oh,
but like that's, so like I think it's not the biggest win, but
it's a win.
Yeah,
$18. Yeah, that's $18. So not walk into the Foxwoods casino
exactly. Yeah, so I was happy with that, and I'm gonna every time I go back, I'm gonna go to these same machines that I know how they work. They give me luck. They're fish. I am one with the ocean. And I'm gonna just keep winning in little increments like that.
Yeah. Oh my God, that just reminded me. I guess this could kind of be a dish of the week, but I introduced a new project to my kids and they had to do like real world issues is the whole point of the thing.
Gambling. And so we were gambling talking, addiction.
No, surprisingly not. So I was like, oh, I was, you know, modeling the thinking process for like thinking about what your topic should be. And I said to them, okay, that's my interest. Now I need to do some thinking. Oh, I know that some animals are endangered. What animals are endangered? And the kids are like, pandas, tigers. And then I hear one kid go, vaquitas.
Who is this kid?
I don't know. I heard a kid go, get in contact. I need to get in contact
with them immediately. Sean, I have important information to share about their car's extended warranty. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll bring it up somehow. I'll be like, just so I could get the kid that said vaquitas. But
if you want me to do a guest presentation or read aloud something, I'm not even joking, because nobody else, unless I've told them about vaquitas, nobody else knows what they are.
I think I know it was this. I'm pretty sure I remember who, but yeah.
That is shocking, but we love to see it.
So that's my dish. It's not just you, Sean. There are more of you out there in the world.
I'm not alone.
You're not alone.
I'm not alone, and it feels great.
I'm really happy for you.
Thanks for sharing your dish that ended up being more so a dish for me. But
yeah, I wanted to really gas you up.
Thanks. Hope that I appreciate it. It did. It made me remember that I have another dish too.
Oh my goodness. Can't wait to hear.
I don't think we've talked about it before, but we probably did, because I think like a year ago when we started this podcast, I was probably talking about applying to be on The Weakest Link.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know, but that like the second season has been airing since the middle of March. So we're catching up on all the episodes now. So obviously I didn't get cast, whatever.
Yeah.
But I just really love that show. And it's just really great. I probably dished it. We didn't do dish and roast a year ago when we started.
No, I don't think so. But I feel like you've talked about it before. Maybe how you applied.
Probably, yeah. But it's back on. I don't know how long the season's going to be, but just wanted to bring that show up again because it's really great.
Thank you. Add it to your resume when you apply for the third season or fourth season, whatever season they'll be on.
So that's the thing. I looked on the application website and the deadline still says May 2021 because it hasn't been picked up for a third season yet, and apparently ratings are down. So I might not have another chance.
I'll watch. I can get on it, Sean.
Thank you. Your 0.0001% viewership will do wonders.
What did that one spark could change the nana? Send it on and on.
Oh my god, that is, I still have that song on my phone.
Did you I saw a TikTok this week of a girl crying and she's like, when you realize this song didn't solve climate change. And I said retweet.
Seriously, I thought all the problems were going to be solved with a Disney Channel medley song.
Oh, we love it.
Friends for change.
Friends for change.
Did you share both? Is it still?
I did share both. So now, yeah.
Okay, so this roast comes from a very traumatic time in my life. I'm just kidding. But this past weekend when I got an oil change, it's just not my favorite thing when like men, and I'm assuming straight men,
yeah,
address each other with the term boss. I was in the waiting area, the customer service waiting area. Car to be done. And some guy comes and gets this other guy who's waiting, like, you're all set? And the guy responds, all right, thanks, boss. Oof. Like, you don't know each other. That just sound, no. I don't know. It gave me an ick. Why do we have to call each other boss?
I thought it was going to be.
Thanks.
I thought it was gonna be something so different, and my comeback was gonna be, that's because you give off bottom energy, Sean.
No, yeah, if it was gonna be like an actual traumatic, like hate crime
Yeah.
that I experienced
Yes.
getting my oil changed. No, not this time, but the person, so this is my first time going to this place because I moved, obviously, but the guy was like, literally, I was about to pay. And he was like, any plans? Which of course, yeah, I was going to Foxwoods to see Eliza, but I was not gonna share that.
Yeah, I'm actually going to Foxwoods. Hop in my car.
and no. And he was like, yeah, I was like, I don't know. I said something, no, I'm just gonna go home, whatever. He's like, yeah, I'm so tired. It's been one of those weeks. My wife passed away on Monday.
Why would
I
you
was
ever
like,
share
oh my
that? Why
God.
would you ever share that?
I was like,
No, nope,
stop
nope.
trauma dumping on me.
I.
I can't handle it right now because I will. And he was like, yeah, she was in Florida visiting her daughter's sister. I had to fly down there, deal with all that. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like,
What
I.
kind of oil change place was this? Like Valvoline?
It was a, like, registered Kia place.
Oh, so like a Kia dealership?
Yes, yeah, like
I
it
think that's
just.
because you bought a Kia car. That would never happen at Toyota.
Okay, but once they see what kind of Toyota you're rolling up in.
They say
Wait,
she's
she's
a
a lesbian.
lesbian.
Probably.
Yeah.
So he, continues to say more, and then he just ends it with, but that's life, I guess,
What
And
did you even say, Sean?
I literally nothing because I was
What
so
would you
taken
say? I'm
aback.
sorry. Like,
I
that's
said
just
that a
like.
couple of times and I was like, yeah, I guess. Because that's
Oh.
so, I don't know how to respond to that in
I
the
would have
moment.
wanted to
I
just
also,
disintegrate into the like nether and just like
yeah, I
vanish.
was like, I need to leave. I'm so sorry. That's, I
Ooh.
like, whoa.
Okay, so something dramatic
Can't
did happen
even
to you
fathom.
there.
Right,
Yeah.
yes. Not the
Don't
not what you
discount
would
that,
expect.
Sean. I hear you. I see you.
Thank
You've
you
had a
for the
week too.
validation.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Is it Teacher Depreciation Week for you too, or does your district celebrate another week? Like
No, it
always.
is. Oh my God, I forgot that was our episode a year ago.
Yeah.
No, it's the district is recognizing it this week, but if you recall from a year ago, my school pushes it off a few weeks so they can really prepare something more intense and more special.
But don't they know it comes around every single year? So couldn't they do it the same week the district does it?
Yeah, but they just like to, I don't know. They
They like
like
to be
to
different.
do their own thing. They like to be the black sheep of the district.
Okay. I got my 35 p cent piece of five pieces of Wrigley gum that said encouragement,
Oh,
investment.
I
I
got.
said, can I give them my Costco membership to go get us like a full pack of gum? Because that's embarrassing.
That really is. I got that same thing. Something I forget which mint was used, but I got a York
Don't worry, mine
peppermint
said
patty
all the
from
mints. All the
my
mints.
literacy coach. Yeah.
But then I had a student give me a
Oh,
cookie, and I was like, you're sweet.
that's a cookie.
Yes.
Wow,
And I
royal
was like, I can't
icing.
wait to eat this. And she laughed. I was having a
Oh,
day.
yeah.
But I mean, my school also, like, they got a pizza truck yesterday. So, like, I guess
Oh,
that was
well, it's
kind.
something. Yeah.
But then, like, they give us a choice wanted. And I was like, it doesn't work like that. Let me choose. Please.
You're like, we live in the United States of America. I have the right
Correct. If you can
to
choose
choose
whether
what
to wear a
donut.
mask or not, but I can't choose what to do with my body, at least give me the choice to pick what donut I deserve.
It's
In
the
this
least they could have
America,
done. It's
it's
the
the
least they could
least.
have
I was
done.
like, my rights are getting taken away, sir. Give me my donut that I want.
Can you imagine you just march back to the office with it
Oh my
and say
God.
exactly that?
They
Oh my
would
God.
be committed to an
You
staff.
actually have to call 211 right now.
That used to be my joke all the time last year. Get 211 on speed dial. I'm about to lose.
Yes.
Oh my god. Too much. Now I don't make jokes like that because I go to therapy, so I'm a little bit more unhinged.
So you make them in therapy.
Yes. Can we just talk about, I have gotten fed up with Instagram activism.
I know, I saw your post.
Oh,
last night, yeah.
It's like the amount of people I saw reposting these same exact things. And I understand maybe you're doing something that you're not posting about, but let's, you know, 90% of the people are just posting a cutesy thing or a funny thing. Ha ha ha. Mm-hmm. Like, this is serious.
Yeah.
And you know, this, for everything though, this is serious. And I've just finally reached my breaking point. And I was like, people, some is performative. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it.
Yeah, I know. Officially.
But then I saw a couple.
No. This is your soapbox. This is your soapbox.
A couple people, though, that I follow were like, oh, I did this, I did that, because I think they saw it, they heard it, they listened, and then they did something, you know?
Good. So then mission accomplished.
Yeah.
On a small scale.
Yes. But if I could get two people to do something, so be it. Hopefully that's two people that can then encourage two other people.
Mm-hmm. See. I know. I remember having, you know, discussions about that in like our college classes, our master's year, about you know, like, what. And I always think about, I mean, when I share stuff in my story, it's because like I know that I agree with it, and I think it's important for people that follow me that probably also agree with it just to see it, because I know they don't follow the same accounts as me. But I mean, that's for something like this, it's obviously more of a, you know, there's so much more that goes into it other than just like the tweet or the quote that keeps getting reposted, because it's there's a lot to understand about it, and it's more than just the 240 characters or the repost of the quote to an audience that probably has already seen it. But I mean,
like, us in Connecticut, us as like 90% of the people I follow are privileged white women.
Yeah.
Who are going to be able to afford an abortion if they need one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, you got to do something a little bit more than just, you know, posting something.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's other states that it's hard to fathom living in, but.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah. It's happening.
It's happening. It's real.
It's real. It's real.
Yeah.
So. It's still happening. We'll see.
Well, if KK could give a comment on that,
I don't know. We'll
if
see.
She,
it's terrifying. Well, it's a little terrifying.
It so is.
We'll see.
It is.
We'll see.
I'm at a loss for words.
Also, because I'm also thinking like the implications. If they say that Roe v. Wade is unconstitutional because it's not written in the Constitution, then the next thing they could strike down is gay marriage, technically.
Oh, right. Yeah. But then there's plenty of, I feel like that just, I don't.
Well, after first, because it's the most recent. And like, you know, which is a little terrifying too.
Oh, very. I just, I feel like, I mean, I'm just trying to process like it, how, I don't know if this is, they
speak
are
your truth.
Like, they're
speak your
supposed
truth.
To be like, the Supreme Court is supposed to be like deciding whether like the most important laws are constitutional or not.
Mm-hmm.
But like, why should they be able to, a decision like this, why should they even be able to like revisit it? You know, like, I feel like, I mean, obviously this is not how like our government works, or else this wouldn't even be a discussion right now. But I feel like some things, like, I wish, like, why does this have to come back up? Like, certain things, obviously, yeah, like, over time, they need to be, like, revisited, revised, considered one way or the other. If it
needs to be revisited. The what? Constitution.
Well, exactly. Yeah, the whole thing, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel. Yeah. I wish. I don't know, because it's just hard. I'm thinking about like the what there's been three new justices in the past like 4 years.
Nominated three new ones. Two. Gorsuch, three? Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. Yeah, the one that Barack Obama couldn't replace. Remember? Oh, right,
yeah. So in the past like 6-8 years.
5 years? Six.
Yeah. Which six is years, yeah, crazy yeah. Because that's literally almost half.
People that are serving life sentences too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Should we have a whole podcast that unpacks the failings of the way that America was set up?
Probably. Yeah. I just hate that this is a thing that's even like a discussion, because it's yeah. not, it's like stuff like this is not like, you don't, people, and I know this is not an American thing to say, but like there are certain things that people just like should not be able to have an opinion on. Like the fact that, you know, there, it's not an argument whether or not like something like racism exists. It does. Mm-hmm. Like it's literally like it's an ism, like everything with an ism, like it's been studied, it's been like there's mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. want evidence, you want data, like it's all there. Like mm-hmm. that's not something that you can decide to just have an opinion on, just like mm-hmm. this. Like it shouldn't be something that people feel entitled to speak on and speak out against. Just because they feel like that's what free speech is.
Mm-hmm. But also, these are the same people that were like, you can't tell me to wear a mask. I get to control my body.
That's so, also very true.
Oh, how the tables turn.
Yeah, now that something doesn't benefit them or doesn't align with what they think is
true. Which is the thing that I think frustrates me the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm like... Who Sorry. Are you to think you're better than everyone else, but then also think you can control what other people are doing? But when other mm-hmm. people try to tell you something that like protects other people, you're unwilling to do it.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. when it's not about them, yeah. then it doesn't align. When it doesn't align with their wishes, their mm-hmm. desires, what mm-hmm. what they think is moral, even though
mm-hmm.
their morals are corrupt at the root. So.
Mm. Preach, Sean. Preach.
That's what we do here on Sunday Roast.
Sunday Roast. Do we take a little break with that?
I think so. Let's okay. leave our listeners on that.
Okay. And then we'll pick it back up?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we'll just end. No, I'm just kidding. We'll pick it back up.
I mean, we could. No, most listened to episode ever.
Right, the shortest one, only 28 minutes long.
Yeah. All right. Bye, Roasties. Okay. We'll be back.
See you in a minute.
Hey, Sean.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm so glad you pulled that up first, because that was going to be my first question.
Oh, yes. All right. Here, we could even go back here. So, all right. Hey, Roasties.
Aware. So we talked about, I feel like, you know, half this episode was going to be the first part that we already discussed, and the second half is going to be using our extensive knowledge that we gained in fashion school to mm-hmm. Critique this year's Met Gala looks.
Yes, I walked that runway every day during college.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know, I just want to reiterate how qualified we are to be passing judgment on what these people were wearing.
I mean, I watched the Met Gala before it was cool. So
yeah.
Right? I also, you know what made me so heated every year is that the Met Gala was always during finals week, and I would always have a Monday exam or Tuesday mm-hmm. exam. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, I need to watch the Met Gala red carpet. You don't understand.
I was really not even conscious of what the Met Gala was or that it was a thing until it was at the camp year.
Oh, wow.
That was the only one. That was the first one that I remember hearing anything
See,
about.
I think it's because of my Perez Hilton days.
Probably.
So it all circles back to Perez
Yeah, it
Hilton
does.
in my world.
100%.
I'm pretty sure that's what caused all my issues.
Do you
So.
know? Sorry, two quick things because I was listening to Brittany Broski and Sarah Showers
Oh,
podcast.
yeah.
And they just this week's episode was about blind items. Did you used to
Ooh.
read? Did you used to read those
Okay,
on
we
Perez?
tried to read those though.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't make the connection until now
Oh,
because
I mean,
I first listened to the episode and I was like, blind items. I don't think I've ever seen or
I
heard of
don't think
these.
they had those on Perez Hilton.
Yeah, he was. I think that was more just like regular celebrity
Yeah,
rumors and
yeah. I
gossip.
feel like that would maybe be a Just Jared thing, you know,
Definitely.
but I don't know.
Second thing, oh,
Oh
my
no.
God.
Oh no.
Okay, so it was about.
I was saying Perez Hilton.
Oh yeah, so I was also listening to Whitney Cummings' podcast because I know I've mentioned that on here before too, and she had Nikki Glaser on for like the fourth time. Love both
Yeah.
of them, and they were discussing like the Chris Rock Will Smith incident, and it was interesting to hear like a comedian's perspective on that because they were looking at it like they were viewing Chris Rock as like a comedian and how tragic it was to witness like a comedian be treated like that, like on such a big stage. And Nikki asked the question, like, do you think like comedians are going to be like attacked more because of
And
this?
then Dave Chappelle was
Yes,
just attacked.
which I mean, that could be given his track record, that could be for other
Unrelated,
reasons too, maybe potentially valid reasons. That's not my place to say, but I know actually, no, nobody should be physically attacked or assaulted like that. Never mind. Let me rescind that statement. But yeah, I got that news notification today and I was like, oh my God, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know. And then I get like a, I buy a Black Box 5 calendar for my classroom.
Yeah.
And did I already talk about this on the
I
podcast?
don't think so.
So June's person is guess who else? None other than Will Smith. So I was like, my lovely National Parks calendar is going to be making an appearance for June in the classroom. And then we'll just circle back at the
Yeah,
start of the new year.
just switch it out just for 1 month.
Yeah, but like some of the kids had gone to like look through the images and they're like, oh, Will Smith. I was like, don't talk about it. Don't, nope. We're not going to open that can of worms right now.
Yeah, because there's a that's a whole that is a whole can of worms.
Yes, it is. All
Okay,
right.
anyway, back to the Met Gala. The Met
So this year's
Gala.
theme, ooh, looking gilded glamour in the eye.
Can we define gilded? Because I just want to know.
Yes. So that also intrigued me. I think I learned about the gilded word from like the Great Gatsby, I think, is where I heard gilded, but I don't know. So gilded, cover thinly with gold leaf or gold paint, an elegant gilded birdcage, wealthy and privileged.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Those are good criteria. Should
Yes.
we have some sort of system as we go through looks like?
Maybe we give it zero roasties to five roasties or roast meats.
roast beefs.
I give it five roast meats means it's good.
You know what I just thought of? Roast beefs, but like beeves.
Ooh.
Okay, never mind. What if the plural of beef was beef beeves? It's not. Moving on.
Okay. I also, this is another definition of gifted that I know is, or
Gifted.
gifted. Sorry. Whoa. It's been
You're
a long day.
not at work right now.
Another definition of gilded is where you're concealing something of little worth to make it seem more, you know, fancy. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And so the Gilded Age was from the 1870s to the 1900s thereabouts in
Okay.
America.
All right.
So think about like what was happening in the 1870s to 1900s. Civil War is over. We're in the Reconstruction era. You
Okay.
know,
All right.
throw a little
Yeah.
history, segregation, Jim Crow laws,
Yeah. Yeah.
Chinese Exclusion Act. Let's call America out.
Yeah. These are the real things that were happening.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And then, so this is, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. The co-hosts of the night, Blake mm-hmm. Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Regina King, and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Get off my stage, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
God, somebody has a bone to pick.
I drove through Wesleyan the yeah. other day, and we went past the diner that he claims he like wrote stuff at, and I said to my mom, I wish they didn't serve him food there. I wish he went hungry.
Oh my God. That's intense.
Miss Carly Kloss herself looking camp in the eye.
Wow. Is it so is
okay.
Is camp always supposed to be like an underlying theme of the Met Gala?
The Met Gala is almost always camp, whether it wants to be camp or not.
Yeah.
You know?
So even people who do like the theme, like it's still going to be campy. Correct. Just because of the nature of.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And so celebrities get invited by fashion houses. That's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Like to go to the Met Gala by yourself on your own accord, it's like $200,000 for a ticket.
Right. Yeah.
So a lot of these celebrities go wearing a piece from the fashion house, and that's how they get to go.
Yeah.
So that's also important to note. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So starting off strong, Lizzo.
Oh, yeah.
And Sasha the Flute.
And it has a name?
Yeah, her flute has a name.
I didn't know. This is giving very Gilded to me.
Yes. I like the embroidery gold. Of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The little cutout. Yeah, part, it looks a little bit like, you know, she's going to do like a sack race, like a potato sack race.
Yeah.
But overall.
It's serving me, did your dress, like, did you step on it and it just cut? Like.
Yeah. But it's not like bad. That part. Mm-mm. But I mean, the coat, I feel like
that
definitely stands out.
She's on theme. So I give her four roast meats.
Yeah, same. Four four roast meats for Lizzo.
Oh my God. I love her though.
I'm going to keep track of mine. So at the end, we can.
Can you also keep track of mine?
Sure. Let me get
it. Okay. I also, while you're doing that, her new song.
She has a new song.
Oh. It's About Damn Time.
Oh, I haven't heard it yet.
Sean!
I'm sorry.
It's so good. I play it to get serotonin. It's so good.
Well, Lord knows we all need some of that.
Feeling fussy in my Balenciennes. She says that exactly.
Oh, I gotta go listen.
Does it sound at first glance? I think they say Balenciennes. You know how that's a new popular thing to say now? Like, you add ussy to everything. So...
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So four roast meats for Lizzo.
Same.
Bad Bunny. I give it zero roast meats. But I would give it zero, but I have to give it a one roast meat.
This is not really Gilded to me. It's like, what is, I don't know. Is he wearing ears too?
Are those his normal ears? I don't know him well enough.
No, like on the top of his head. Is that part of a
ears?
Hat?
Those look like they're kind of like butterflies. Like, sorry, I can't zoom in. Oh, wait, there we go. It looks almost like butterfly clips a little.
Okay. So I'm going to give this a two because I feel like it's somewhat loosely against traditional gender norms,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it fits the theme otherwise.
Yeah, that's why I gave it a one, because I like how disrupting, you know, the long hair, the trench coat dress, we love it. It's not a black suit and tie, so
it gives it a one. There's some points for that.
Yeah, also, can we talk about how just gross the carpet looks at the Met Gala? Yeah,
that doesn't look like that doesn't look good at all.
They paid for that.
they shouldn't have.
They shouldn't have. Rosalia. Oh,
yeah, that's a good one right there.
I give her 2.5 roast that, meats.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say three.
I don't get, I think the sunglasses take it a little bit away from the theme for me.
Yeah. I'm going to say 3. Wait, what's our scale? It goes up to 5, 0 to 5.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about the Met Gala, sometimes the ladies just wear fancy dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not necessarily on theme, you know?
Yeah, I feel like this is on theme, though. I feel like the sunglasses, I'm going to say 4 because I think it's very gilded to me based on the definitions that we just read. But the sunglasses take away that last point. And also, it just looks heavy.
Yeah.
Not that, like, not that I know, and that should affect my rating, but it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Awkwafina, love her.
Oh, yeah.
I give it a 4.
I'm gonna say, or is in between the like the reddish colors, is that gold?
It seems like it's almost a little see-through.
Okay, I'm also gonna give it 4 because although it's not, I don't know, because red can also be like a very royal, like expensive color.
And part of me also thinks about like the time, the era.
Yeah. True.
Chinese Exclusion Act, you know, Japanese.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about anti-Asian sentiment at that time. Perhaps she's making a political statement.
Yeah, that definitely. Yeah, I like
that. I'm reading into it. So
we'll see. I'd give that a 4 too.
We don't know those people. Those are random people.
That's fine.
MJ Rodriguez.
Oh, stunning.
Hmm.
I feel like it's simple, but I do, and I know she wasn't the only one to do like a head thing.
Yeah.
But I would say it's a, I don't know.
I agree with this statement though. It's more 20s glamour, not the Gilded Age.
I feel like, yeah, I was going to say a 3 just because it's obviously gold and, you know, I think the head thing adds to it, but. In terms of everything else, I mean, it's still, you know, stunning, but
yeah. All right. Olivia Rodrigo. How did she get invited? Yeah. B, I give her a 1.
Yeah.
This is the Gilded Age.
There's like, just because of all the stones, I feel like it's, that shows like a little bit of like wealth, but I mean, it's more than just that.
Yeah.
Purple can also be a very like expensive royal color, though.
Yeah.
Not this purple. Like there's a royal purple for a reason. Like this is more like lavendery.
Yeah. Can we talk about the fact that the Met Museum just takes like terrible photos of all these celebrities?
Yeah, they have
these are not the most appealing ones of them.
Well, no. And it's also like what's like the backdrop, the carpet, nothing, none of this looks
good.
Yeah. I'm going to give her a 1.
Okay. Is that what I also gave her?
I don't remember. I think you said 1.
I think 1 too.
Yeah.
Lena Waithe, I believe is how you pronounce their last name.
Yes.
I'm going to have to give it a 2. It's not serving me gilded glamour. This is serving me more like camp than gilded glamour.
Yeah. I feel like... I don't know. I like the color. I feel like this is definitely more of an expensive color and design than Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
And I like the style of it and how it's not, you know, typical.
Yeah.
I would say, what'd you say, 2?
I think I said a 2.
I'm going to do a 3.
Because I get the 2 because it's almost a little bit gilded in that it's like, you know, making it seem fancier, you know, the disguise of the gilded-ishness.
Oh, is that what Bad Bunny was trying to do?
I don't think so.
Like, with being disguised in, like, that trench coat thing?
No, well, I don't believe so.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Oscar Isaac?
I don't like this.
Yeah, this is just a suit and tie. 0.
Yeah, this is going to be 0.
Also, I maybe 0.5 because he's the one wearing the skirt and she's the one wearing pants.
Oh, but I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he's wearing a skirt, but
yeah, I'm gonna give it a 0.5 too because just for that.
Yeah.
Oh, Cardi Miss B.
Cardi B herself.
Miss B. Miss B.
Miss B. I would say, what would you give her?
I don't, I mean, out of all the ones we've seen, I feel like this could be a 5.
I'm at a 4.
Yeah. What takes away for you?
I think the fact.
I mean, it's very literal, dripping in gold.
Yes. I also feel like the cut of the dress, Gilded mm-hmm. Glamour, I feel like that's like spaghetti strap, like triangle cup.
Yeah.
Of it just throws me off a little bit.
Mm.
Which is why I can't give it a 5. I feel like if it had a different cut on the top, I don't know.
I see. I kind of like the big thing around the neck. I feel like it works well with the, her hair, and I love the arm things too.
Yeah.
I'm going to do 5 for Miss B.
Miss B.
She's my first 5.
Ugh, we love to see
it. We'll see if anybody else gets there.
Oh, 0. Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah. This is. This color,
a lime green, a lime green. Oh, that's this terrifying.
Not, even like, I'm not sure what theme this would even be fitting.
I think gloves are a part of like gilded age but glamour kind of thing.
Green,
but yeah, 0.
Yeah, 0. Someone, sorry.
Where is the theme? Great dress, but neons are not from this era.
No. Was that color even invented yet?
Category is glow stick realness. Who invented neon colors? That's a great question. I don't know. That's going to keep me up tonight.
True.
Christine Baranski.
I mean, no.
Someone goes, okay. How was she the lead in a show called The Gilded Age and chose to do the bare minimum for this gal?
That really puts this into perspective for me.
I give it a 0. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, TBH. I'm not gonna put her on the list. Sorry.
Yeah, don't bother.
If they're not A-list, they're not going on our list.
Ocean's 4 we have right here. Amy Schumer, Venus Williams, Zai Bira, who I don't even know, and Gabriella Hearst. I give them a 1. Just because Fearless Girl Power Group.
Yeah.
But where's the gilded?
I'm gonna say a 0.5. A 1. I'll give it a 1.
Someone said Salem drip.
What is this mix of people too?
Yeah, I don't know. They must be all paid by the same person. Who? Yeah. I don't know, but
I think my least favorite out of these is Amy Schumer's.
Correct.
Hers is the most like nun, like Salem witch.
And it just doesn't flatter her body either.
Yeah, the sleeves being like, she literally looks like Hermione Granger would wear that to like potions class.
I love that. I love that. Roast them.
I mean, that's what part of what we're here to do, yeah. Right?
Oh, Gigi Hadid.
Oh, I think I liked hers.
I give it a 4.
I'm gonna say 4 because I feel like it's definitely like opulent and like wealthy looking, but I think she tried to make it more modern, which I mean could be, this is definitely, which I mean I guess is part of like, nobody's gonna wear like literal things that they wore in the Gilded Age, but
yeah,
I feel like she tried to make it more modern, but I feel like
in
doing that it might have like taken away from a bit of the gilded nature.
It also looked almost exactly like Cardi B's outfit from last year.
Yes,
I don't know if you saw those.
Yeah, with the ruffles.
Mm-hmm. I also agree this would fit perfectly with camp. So I think they're starting to learn what camp is through the Met Gala.
It had to be an explicit theme before people started taking it seriously.
And like maybe in 2 or 3 years, they'll learn what gilded glamour meant. So
we'll see.
Who's Jacob Elordi?
Oh, from Euphoria. I'm not putting him on the list. This literally gets a -5.
Yep.
This is what you chose to do. I mean, maybe there's a little something on like the pants and the jacket, but no.
0.
This is upsetting.
They literally said white tie and you couldn't do that. Someone says he's on 2% battery. What does that even mean?
I think the Met Museum needs to establish a rule that if people show up wearing not the theme, they need to be turned away.
The next year. I saw someone say that and I was like, that's a good idea. And they would actually try.
And then they need to have like a waiting list of like celebrities who didn't get invited, like just outside, and they let them in like one by one when people who were invited show up not dressed appropriately.
Yeah, yeah. Christopher John Rogers. I feel sad to know. I don't even know who that is.
I don't either.
Let's see. I give it a 0 though because it's a suit and tie.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, it's nothing.
Fashion it's not designer. Much.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, love that though. Pride outfit 2022. Oh,
on Anne, that looks great.
Yeah, on GG.
Yeah, okay, this is cool.
Yeah, but okay, kind of love him though.
For designing that, yeah.
Yeah,
can so you like, see how much that would cost to you so you can get that for Pride this year?
It would cost my entire life savings.
And more.
And more. Okay. So, like, why does he design like that, but then he shows up like that?
Yeah, it begs the question.
Okay.
I don't watch Bridgerton.
0. I give it a 0. It's just a suit.
I would say a 1 because it is, like, velvety, and I feel like I know that is also that's kind of wealthy. But, I mean, you're literally on Bridgerton. Like,
he is dressed like a cool youth pastor.
Oh, God. He could probably couldn't he just go into but like, also, the costume like, department and
cute velvet. What are the pants? What are those?
Yeah, the pants fell real short.
What are those? Those are my clothes.
Those are my Crocs.
What's the Northwest song though? What are those? Those are clothes. You know her song?
Oh yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion 5.
Oh. The wings on the 105.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's a 5. It's a 5.
Don't go next yet because I do want to look at it for a second. But it's just, it's beautiful.
It's like this high cut slit.
Yeah, the shoulder pieces are giving a little like Maleficent vibes, but like in a gilded way.
Yes. Is this the girl from? Whoa. Riverdale, Madeline Pasich or whatever.
I didn't watch Riverdale.
Neither do I, but I know her, unfortunately.
Oh,
okay. Wow, love that.
Yeah, Megan.
It's a 5. It's a 5.
Roast meats.
Roast meats. 5 roast meats. Love it. All right, next. Oh, Ariana DeBose.
I feel like this is a solid 4.
I wonder if this is just a bad photo, though. That
shows it better. Yeah, the first picture was not great.
Yeah, I think it's the photo. I give it a 5.
Sorry, I need to look a little closer.
Do you want me to see if there's a better photo of it?
No, that's fine. I'm going to stick with a 4 just because I feel like the shape of it, something about it isn't, I mean, the designs and the gold, I feel like gold and black look really nice together because like Lizzo did that too, but
yeah,
there's something about it that
with the twill
I wish
train
there was,
sequins, I feel like it's just a little bit, maybe I give it a 4.5.
Okay.
Part 5 only because I feel like the picture isn't doing it justice, and I think that's the Met Museum's fault, not her fault.
I think so too. Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna stick with my 4 because I don't really like the tool train still.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Love her.
Agree to disagree.
So next. 4.5 for you.
Billie Eilish.
I mean
2.
I'm glad we're somewhat on the same page about that. I don't like this.
I don't know.
This feels like more like Marie Antoinette.
I feel like it's giving me gilded glamour in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not gilded glamour in the United States of America.
I'm gonna say a 1. This doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. And Someone said she's on theme. I understand where they get that from, but I just don't like the dress. I feel like she could have done something a little bit
Yeah,
cooler.
I feel like the hair is, I don't know, the hair doesn't really match either.
Yeah,
it doesn't fit well.
Correct. I feel like Gwen Stefani expected Billie Eilish to come with her green and black hair, and that's why she's like, I gotta be cool like the kids.
Exactly.
Neon yeah. green. And then Gwen Stefani said,
Yeah. Yeah, but that's gonna be a no.
It's gonna be a no.
For Billie.
Billie girl. Is her real name Billie, or does she have another name? I always forget.
I don't know either. Who are these people?
Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh.
Her potential fiancé and Daisy Edgar Jones. The two on the right were in Normal People. Did you watch that show?
No.
You probably would hate it, so.
Yeah. Why, was it too sophisticated for me?
No, it was just like, the vibes were not the vibes you need from okay. a show. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know.
I also haven't listened to any Phoebe Bridgers either, so.
Oh, you smart of you. Have you ever listened to Silk Chiffon? So you have listened to
Phoebe Oh, Bridgers. Yes. I remember, yeah.
Okay. She also just posted that she got an abortion in October.
Oh.
So she was like, you know, it was so easy. I went to Planned Parenthood. I got an abortion pill. Done. Like, mm-hmm. let's do something about it, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I give them all a one.
Yeah, this is
wrong era.
The only reason that this whole picture gets a one is because of the dresses.
Yeah, he would get a zero, but because he has two ladies on each lady on each arm, he gets a one from me.
Supporting him in the area of fashion. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Someone, it's giving rich sleep paralysis thruple.
People's, oh my God, the comments are so funny. Where do people come up with that?
This is us, Sean. This is us, but we just don't have the platform.
True.
Nicola Coughlin. I love her.
This is gorgeous.
Dairy Girls and Bridgerton.
I feel like. The pink kind of makes it like more like UK, like European. Mm. I feel like the silhouette of the dress is a little bit more European, but mm-hmm. I'm not crazy about the pink. But
I think pink maybe with another color, I don't know. Yeah. I give it a four. I think it's theme adjacent, but I don't know if it's, I don't know.
That's what I was kind of thinking too.
I'm gonna have to go to the Met and go to the actual exhibit, and then I'll be like, wow, I know so much about this now, and I'll be like, oh, all of my opinions were wrong.
Right. Yeah.
I can't wait. Glenn Close. I give her a one.
Is that her hair? Or is that
just, no,
those are people standing behind her.
Those are people's arms right here. Her hair is like the white hair
okay,
right here.
Okay. I don't like this.
Also, who's Sebastian Stan? Like, oh, I don't know who that
James
is.
James Buchanan Barnes.
Who is that? Is that in Marvel?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't like this.
I give her one, only because like the embroidery I think makes it feel a little bit gilded. But other than
the hot pink?
Who got the neon memo? Because she must have been dressed by the same person.
Yeah, I don't, this is not, no.
Alicia Keys, I give it a zero. The New York skyline.
You didn't like this?
On theme.
But I feel like it's all stoned. And I feel like.
But that's not the theme.
I know, but I feel like it. I mean, I.
So I give it a one then.
I feel like it's inherently also camp.
That's the thing. It's serving me camp. It's not serving me.
This is a three for me because I enjoy it.
Ugh.
Can you go to the next picture that shows what's under the cape?
Oh, like, the hair.
Oh, the hair is, yeah. That this is a three for me. It's a one.
It doesn't show what's under the cape. Maybe I give it a two.
Okay.
I like the hair, but yeah. I just like what she stands for. It does look like she's wearing makeup though, so.
I just
can I cancel her for that? Because didn't she stop wearing makeup?
Okay, but it's the one night. It's the Met Gala.
Okay.
And she's wearing this Gorgina gown, cape.
Okay. Okay.
Next,
please. Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, again, this might
What be... are those?
I mean, love him, but this is, again, I know this, like, somebody said this was referencing something that somebody did.
It's almost like Glenn Close. Glenn Close and him, I think, were dressed by the same person, too. Who needs gilded when you've got peak pink?
Is that what the Met said?
Yeah. Okay, and someone goes, Met Gala, I love you and you're subtle roasting.
No, seriously. That was... they were like, yeah, he just basically just said, forget our theme.
The caption really said, you're not in theme, but okay.
This is a 0.5 for me just because I like him.
Someone said he's a gum stuck under my shoe. I give it a 0. Next. Hillary Clinton. No. Love it. I give it a 0. It's not on theme.
Yeah, this is no.
Yeah.
This is a 0 for me too.
The Salem Witch Trials called. They want your bloody cloth back. Oh no.
It's no, what? What does somebody say?
I clicked out. I clicked out accidentally.
I do have to, the one thing that I will say about it is like it doesn't even look like the material doesn't even look that expensive.
That looks like what your teacher, your math teacher, wears to chaperone senior prom.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
It's not it.
Call her stylist, help her out.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric Adams, we hate you.
Yeah.
I give it a 0.
I'm going to give it a 1 for the quality of the garments only.
Mm.
Because there's a little bit of effort there.
Correct. So maybe like I give it a 1-2.
Disregarding him as a person.
This is so ironic. Maybe stabilize rent hikes. Thank you so much. Fix the subways.
Oh God. Yeah.
I love it. What's the message she's spreading though? Oh, end gun violence. Huh.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a message on it.
Does that align with his policies?
No, it doesn't. Comical coming from a mayor trying to already increase excessive funding to some of the worst offenders of gun violence, the police.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Thanks, Eric Adams. Go back to your office. Thank you. Sarah Jessica Parker, she's serving Alice in Wonderland, Queen of Hearts, but not serving Gilded.
No, this isn't. No.
This looks like the boy in college that you go sit awkwardly on his bed.
That's what the comforter looks like.
Yes.
This gets a 0.5 for the headpiece only.
Correct. I don't understand the pink on the headpiece because it doesn't match anything else.
Yeah, I know. But that's why it's like completely independent from the dress. I don't like it.
Yeah.
What do you give it?
I give it, what'd you give it?
0.5.
Okay, same. Interesting. Okay. Gemma Chan.
Oh, I liked this. I did see this. I enjoy this a lot.
I gave it a 4. I wish it was gold instead of silver.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give it a 4 too because I like the shape of it because it's a different shape overall.
Uh-huh.
I feel like there could just be something. I don't know though. I'm gonna do a 4.5 because this I feel like this is I like this a lot.
Yeah. Yep. Someone, I own this exact lampshade. What are those? They're my clothes. Camila Cabello.
I don't think it. No.
0.5.
No.
I don't think she got the theme. So from me, it looks like there's some colorful flowers on the front, but it just looks, it's not it.
Yeah, this is a 0 for me, honestly.
Also, do we think she got back with Shawn Mendes after this?
I don't know,
stir up some drama.
Yeah, right. What do you give it?
I give it a 0.5.
Okay. Yeah, should we become new Perez Hiltons?
Yes, please. Quanah Rose.
Who's that?
I'm assuming indigenous rights activist.
Mm.
Let's see. Ooh, climb every mountain. Climate warrior, land protector. Interesting that there's a lot of climate activists going, but it seems like the Met Gala might be a little unsustainable, but we love performative activism.
Yeah. I would give it a 2 because of the like top half.
Yeah. I'm not
crazy about the rest of the dress, but
yeah. You know what someone said? It said nothing's more dystopian America than the Met Gala happening while also like the Supreme Court leaking that they're gonna get rid of abortion. But
that sounds very it's on brand. Who?
I don't even know, so let's just go.
Okay.
Mindy Kaling, I give it a 0, not on theme.
No, and this collar isn't great.
Bridesmaid this gown is... in everyone's closet.
Yeah, literally. This is a 0 for me too.
It's giving girl whose parents have so much money to buy them a nice dress for prom.
Yeah, if it didn't have like the cape train things,
yeah,
this would literally be a prom dress.
Yeah.
It's a 0.
It's a 0. Kieran Culkin?
No. I'm
related to totally, Macaulay Culkin.
Either way, skip. I'm not even giving it. It's a suit.
And I Converse. Think I give it a negative 1 because of the Converse. I think they're a designer. Maud Apatow?
No.
What's her dad's Judd? I nepotism, so. Baby.
And isn't
0.
Isn't her mom 0 because
she's
man?
A nepotism. Probably. 0 because she's a nepotism baby.
And I don't like this.
Wrong era.
And the one episode of Euphoria that I did see was her play.
I don't even know.
I don't like it.
All right, let's see. Oh, Chloe Kim.
So I really love this, but I don't know if it's gilded.
Love it, but it doesn't on theme.
I'll give it a 2 because I like
what
it.
What did I give Awkwafina?
A 4.
Oh, I give Awkwafina a 4?
Well, yeah, because you were reading into the...
So I feel like I could read into this a little bit with the red. I don't know, yeah. But am I going too deep? I think so. I give it a 2.5.
I'm going to say 2.
That's a generous 2.5. Monet.
Oh yeah, I feel like this is what I, well, again, I feel like I wish the top thing was gold, because then I
agreed.
Feel like this is what I would have been wanting from like MJ Rodriguez, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
This, with the head thing, I don't know, because I also feel like this, like the head thing looks very like chainmetal, like medieval.
Yeah
but I still think this is like a solid.
I give it a 3.5, 4.
I was going to say 3.5. Yeah.
3.5. I think it could be more gilded with a gold accent.
Yeah. It's definitely one of the more beautiful things.
Yeah.
But in terms of the theme.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your extensive notes, Sean.
Oh, no problem.
Casey Musgraves. I give it a 1.
I love how you introduced them and it sounds like it's gonna be really positive and then you're like just kidding.
Okay, but why the photographer for the actual museum got the worst position in taking photos on an iPhone?
I agree with this
statement. It feels mod in early 60s. It's almost giving me like Marilyn Monroe vibes.
Yeah, this is gonna be a 1 for me too.
Don't get me started on Kim K and Marilyn Monroe either. Ugh.
Oh.
All right. 0.
Who? Oh. let's just skip Lin-Manuel altogether.
Okay. His wife, though, Vanessa, I give her like a solid 3. Him, a 0.
I don't. That hers, maybe a 2.
Yeah.
1.5. I think
velvet gives me like gilded vibes a little bit. Autumn de Wilde. Oh, a director. These are all the unknowns that arrived early.
Mm.
Now, a person that worked on other Met Gala fashion design things. Okay, we're just going to skip. We don't know, but love that.
Yeah.
Oh, these are all the people that worked on the exhibition. Mm. Okay. And Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
I'm just going to ignore Ryan Reynolds because, again, it's basic.
Yeah, he gets a 0 from me. Blake Lively, though?
I think it's a 5. And it's not because of the reveal. I think that was just like an added bonus. It was just like one color to another color. But I do feel like the theme of it overall is very gilded.
Correct.
And the patterning and everything.
She gets a 5 purely for being on theme.
Yeah. And the colors, I think, too.
Yeah. I do like that. The like turquoisey, the embroidery is cool too.
Yeah, yeah, I do too. I think it's deserving of a 5.
Yeah, totally. All right.
I think that's everybody, right? Because that was first.
Yeah, I think so. The only person we missed was Kim Kardashian. Well, Anna Wintour, queen herself.
Oh, true.
She's giving me not even on theme. Yeah. I give her a 1.
Yeah, that's okay.
I think, yeah, then she's a start. But
I feel like this wasn't all of them, right?
This was the highlights. People. I mean, okay. all the Kardashians went, which right, how did they even get invited? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. If I could, I would. Can you see my text message on the screen? No.
No.
Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, Kim Kardashian saying she lost 16 pounds to be able to fit into Marilyn Monroe's dress.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah. Gross. That was, I don't even think I saw a picture of her.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah. Why are we doing that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm interested to go see this exhibit. Because I went to the first version, like the first part of it, mm-hmm. and it was cool. So I'm interested to go see this one. My lady friend has a Met membership, so I get him for free.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah.
I want to go too.
Oh, come along.
I haven't been to the Met since high school.
Oh, wow. Are you free May the 20th to May the 22nd?
No, I have a wedding.
Ugh.
And I'm seeing Nikki Glaser, and I have a wedding.
Oh my goodness. Busy boy.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh my. So that was really therapeutic to that go really through all
was.
Those things.
And we took a long time. Props to anybody who's made it this far. But yeah. I mean, this was fun. This was worth it.
Were our 5s?
So I think you had 2 5s. I had 3. Mm-hmm. So you're... Mm-hmm. Well, my 3 5s were Cardi B, Megan, and Blake Lively.
Mm-hmm.
Yours were just Megan and Blake Lively.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Deserving. Let's go through the 0s now because there were several.
There were too many to name.
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. Big 0.
Miss Rodham Clinton.
We hate to see a woman scorned, but.
Well, you gave a 0 to Sebastian Stan. I gave
Mr. Stan.
I gave one to Camila Cabello.
Miss C.
We both gave Mindy Kaling and Maude Apatow 0s too.
Yeah, I would give Kim K a 0 too.
I gotta see that one.
To broadcast something like that.
Yeah.
Here, I'll look it up for you.
I still feel like because I know people do that in fashion all the time, but it's like to wear something. To wear like something, an exact thing that somebody as like well known as Marilyn Monroe wore, I feel like that would make me feel weird.
Yeah, it feels a little icky. Oh, who are these people?
Who's that?
I don't know. Are you okay?
No, I'm just watching as you scroll. There's some people that we didn't see.
Here she is. Can you see it?
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, that's, I mean, was it worth
it? Oh, I like this. This is not on theme, but I like it.
Oh.
Was it worth it? She also didn't even wear it the entire night. She only wore it to stand there, and then she put on a replica to walk up the stairs.
Yeah, that was probably more comfortable.
Fitted, yeah.
That she didn't need to lose weight to just fit into for a photo.
Yeah, which is a little, that's just problematic.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Phoebe. Emma Stone.
Where? Oh.
On the screen?
No. Oh, that might be, that's a zero for me.
Yeah. It gave me, you know, Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana with the goose dress.
That's exactly what I was just thinking of.
Vanessa Hudgens, Coachella was on this year. Get off of our stage. This was disturbing.
Why was Vanessa Hudgens at the Met Gala?
I don't know. Why is she still relevant?
I don't know. Who's that?
Oh, another view of Sarah Jessica Parker in her Target bed sheet. That could also be found in frats around the world.
Mm.
Oh, here's a smolder from Spash and Stam for you.
Thanks. I don't like it.
You're welcome.
The pink is no.
Yeah. Dakota Johnson, get off the stage too. No, remember when Dakota Johnson canceled Ellen DeGeneres? We love to see it. You can be on my stage any day, Dakota. Okay, that just sounded like you had a
Sorry, I was blowing the bubble.
It sounded like there was a bug in my ear and I didn't like it.
Sorry. Yeah, actually, Ellen, that's not what happened.
I did send you a message, but you were too busy. Here's the rest of the Kardashians. Okay, Kendall doesn't even look like herself anymore.
No, she doesn't. And I remember being like, go Kendall for being more authentic.
Yeah, Kendall's a zero. Kourtney is a negative four because that looks like it came straight off of the Zara runway.
Or like Chloe, literally like from Chris's closet.
Yes, Chloe at least gets a one from me because she's wearing gold.
Nah, I would give Chloe a two.
I just don't like the Kardashians, so I automatically knock off points for that.
Yeah.
I can't separate my judgments about the person from the judgments about the clothes. And Kylie gets a negative 40. I understand she was honoring Virgil, you know, the fashion designer that died.
Mm-hmm.
So that was her intent. But also, you're at an event that has a theme.
Yeah.
Miss B, the queen herself.
Miss B. Love this look.
Love it. Who are you? Oh, Alexa Chung. Problematic.
Her?
Oh, Cynthia Erivo. Love her.
Oh. Oh, that's exquisite.
Yes. I give it a five along with
that's
everyone.
That's a five. Yeah. And I feel like that's a good example of it being like gilded without it being like gold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a very different but like still very relevant interpretation.
Did Kendall like get into an accident that made her eyebrows disappear? Like, I don't understand what the look was, but it's not the look.
Yeah. Maybe that's it now. No eyebrows.
She looks different. I don't like it. I'm not happy about that.
Remember when Carrie Underwood had like massive, like major face reconstruction surgery?
Yeah, because she fell down the stairs.
Supposedly,
I know. I conspiracy theory there.
How do you have to have your whole face redone from falling down the stairs?
But also, how does it look exactly the same from her face set?
Right?
So did she just have like a botched plastic surgery job or like botched lip fillers and like she had to in the spotlight? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Another one I don't like, Bella Hadid. I give it a zero.
No, Gigi did much better.
Yeah. All right. Do we wrap it up?
I think we should.
Oh,
we went through the major ones.
Yeah. Okay, I can't stop looking. It's like a car crash. Hailey Bieber. Get off my stage, Hailey Bieber. See, but kind of same idea as Cynthia Erivo, but yeah. Cynthia Erivo did it 1,000 times
yeah, better. Much better. This doesn't scream as wealthy as Cynthia Erivo's.
Correct. This seems like his version of Cynthia Erivo's Gucci version.
And this also seems like a longer version of the goose dress.
Also her toes. I wish I never saw that. Are you okay, Sean?
Yeah, sorry. Just heard people talking.
Okay.
All good.
What are those? Those are my toes.
Oh my God.
Terrible. Does she? I think Carolyn's met her match. I think Ellie Bieber has longer toes than Carol.
Oh my God.
Carolyn, there's other people like you in the world.
They have to have a battle or something.
Battle of the fingers. Oh. All right. Anyone else? Oh, Tom Brown. We love to see it. Okay. Roasties, great episode to come back on.
I know, right?
I hope the next time we speak, our constitutional rights aren't being ripped from us.
Yeah, hopefully not. Because
we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But if you made it to the end, we're gonna save Triple G and everything because we've already gone a little bit longer.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
But all we'll right. see you next time. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, maybe Triple G on the Instagram.
Oh yeah, because then people can participate with us. Good call. Yes,
love that.
Bye.
Bye.